safe place to connect with others, finding God's love after abortion. This is Cradle My Heart Radio. Cradle My Heart with Kim Cotola. Join the conversation. Call toll-free 800-811-3003. 800-811-3003.
We're here for you, and I do hope that you will take advantage of the opportunity to join us as we present our guest tonight, Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee of Living Free Ministries, Turning Point Ministries. It is a conversation you do not want to miss, and so jot that phone number down in case there's a question that pops up along the way. 800-811-3003. Our live interactive program for you tonight is one that I hope is going to be a real blessing for you. 800-811-3003. Before I introduce you to Dr. Lee, I have just a little bit of a follow-up. I mentioned last week that I had been on mission to Honduras in the month of February and said that I would tell you a little bit more about it later. And there isn't time to tell you all that God did there. But one thing that was really dear to my heart was the work of our translators with World Gospel Outreach, because they're amazing people. Some of them, of course, are able to do the dual language translation on the fly, listening to someone and repeating it at the same time in another language to their listeners, which to me, that's just a phenomenal bit of work. But I want to give a shout out to one of the translators named Jonathan Rivas. And he's a missionary with World Gospel Outreach and a number of other organizations in Tegucigalpa. And we just hit it off as he was helping us lay a concrete floor. He's a person who is so deeply entrenched in God's Word that he could easily be pastoring a church. And yet he takes greenhorns like we were, who, and believe me, he could mix concrete floors about 100 times faster without us. It's like letting your toddler help you do the dishes. But he gave us the blessing of allowing us to serve while also ministering to us. And so, Jonathan, if you're listening online tonight, because we do stream live here at cradlemyheart.org, God bless you and your beautiful wife, Haiti. And I thought about Jonathan again today in a meditation in our Daily Bread this week. It was last Friday, actually, talking about the verse in Romans 8:27 about how the Holy Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And Bill Crowder had this beautiful meditation about how the work of the Holy Spirit in this, it resembles a facet of translation. The Holy Spirit is the translator of our prayers to the Lord and translator to our hearts, prayers we don't even know how to voice, things so deep in our spirits and our hearts and souls that we cannot bring them to the surface. But the Holy Spirit, he who searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What an amazing thing. I know when I was in Honduras, I mean, I have very rusty elementary school through middle school Spanish, and I would have been nothing without my translators. And in their presence, suddenly connections were made, understanding occurred, God's word went forth in language that people could understand. Everything changed. And I just really want to encourage you that if you're not taking advantage of the Holy Spirit's ministry to you in this way, call on the Holy Spirit for his filling, for his intercession, for his work in your life. And that is a prayer that God will be faithful to answer. Now, tonight to our guest here at Cradle My Heart Radio, Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee and I met while I was working with the Ruth Graham and Friends conferences. Those events began the healing process, tackling some of the toughest issues that people are facing today, whether in church or not. People suffering from depression, addiction, pornography, domestic violence, divorce, and yes, abortion. And Living Free would come after the conference, or many times in place beforehand, and stay in that church and help people in the process of living out this healing journey that these conferences would begin for people. Dr. Lee's organization is international in scope, presenting Living Free, which is a high-impact video-based training for churches developing Christ-centered small groups that help people turn to God and His resources when dealing with life's problems. Jimmy, welcome to Cradle My Heart Radio. So nice to speak with you tonight.
Thank you, Kim. It's good to be with you.
And, you know, there's no disrespect, but you're a friend, and I need to call you Jimmy, Dr.
That's
Lee.
Fine.
So thank you so much for joining us. You know, after we worked together in those Ruth Graham conferences, I really saw the benefit of taking Living Free to some of the jail and prison ministries that my husband and I were involved in at the time, and also we presented some Living Free groups at our church. And one of the things that I so benefited from and really hope others can learn about is this process that you helped develop in this ministry for bringing together the resources of great counseling as well as great scriptural foundation as well as small groups and caring. Tell us about this Living Free model and how you developed it.
Well, it happened as a result of an elder of a church in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that met with me and said, Jimmy, we just have so many issues going on in our church with people who are struggling with, you know, addictions and all kinds of issues, and we need to do something. And so I was able to go to that particular church, like for 5 Wednesday nights, and do some teaching on training people on how to help people with what we call life-controlling problems and the effects of life-controlling problems in people's lives. And we started, and after that 5 weeks, some of the folks said, well, why don't we just start a small group? So we started a small group, and what was amazing to me, it was made up of lawyers, doctors, professional people. You know, God was showing me very clearly this is, you know, for everybody needs this kind of help, not just what we would describe as down and outers. So each week I would write the curriculum before we met, and we continued that for 9 or 15 weeks, something like that. And from that, another church calls, and we've developed it over the years, and it's now, you know, we're in around 2,000 churches in the United States. And the whole idea is to bring the Scripture alive, because I believe the Scripture addresses these issues very clearly. And of course, the power of God's Word. We there's 3 resources that we talk about quite a bit in Living Free, and that is the impact of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, but also the people of God. The people of God have a whole lot to do with helping people remain free in Jesus Christ.
Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee is our guest, and Dr. Lee earned a Master's of Divinity degree and a Doctor of Ministry degree from Luther Rice Seminary. He serves on the boards of National Center for Youth Issues and Teen Challenge of the Mid-South. He's he actually helped to start the Chattanooga Teen Challenge, served as its president for 3 years, and also as Nashville Teen Challenge Executive Director during its formative years. He's President Emeritus of Turning Point Ministries, which presents the Living Free Groups. And we'll continue our conversation after this short break. Now, the phones are open for you tonight. If you're struggling with a life-controlling issue, or if you have a loved one who is, somebody in your circle, join us, because there is a lot of practical help and advice. There's a lot of comfort and care and healing available with our guest tonight, Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee. Phones are open at 800-811-3003, and we'll be back right after this.
A safe place to connect with others, finding God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Call toll-free at 800-811-3003. back to Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Join the conversation. Call toll-free 800-811-3003.
Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee is our guest tonight. He's President Emeritus of Turning Point Ministries, and they have developed the Living Free curriculum, a video-based curriculum narrated by our mutual friend, Ruth Graham. And that's where Dr. Lee and I met during the Ruth Graham and Friends conferences. And one of the things that I saw, and I watched it work in action, Jimmy, is this idea of care fronting, holding one another accountable, and also accurate empathy. I think that these are some people skills that I gained through going through the Living Free material and then trying to impart it to others in the groups. And I'd like to spend a few minutes on each of these concepts because I think that this teaching is really lacking in the church, and the people skills are something everybody needs to acquire. Very few of us know how to confront someone in a loving way that will lead to healing and lead to a beneficial outcome. Tell me about care fronting and why that's so important for us to learn how to do this.
This phrase, care fronting, was coined by David Augsburger, who wrote the book Caring Enough to Confront. And basically what he does is takes two words, the word caring and confronting. When we think about caring, you know, that's a warm feeling, that's a nice feeling. Well, that's another thing with confronting. But when you put them together, it can be a powerful communication tool. And he brings out, as we do in our curriculum, that there's four or five different ways you approach care fronting. The first would be you focus always on the action, not the actor. In other words, focus on what's going on in that person's life versus them as an individual or as a person. And what we're dealing with here is to break down the defenses that is around this individual who may be struggling with a life-controlling problem. So how do we communicate to that person? Well, we focus on the action of what's actually happening, not on them as an individual, as a person. And then we would focus on facts surrounding this situation versus our personal conclusions. We may come to a conclusion that is totally wrong, or inaccurate, or whatever. But so we focus on the facts, and then we focus on the descriptions of what we're actually seeing. You know, I'm concerned about you. I love you, but this is what I'm noticing: that your grades this past semester were B's, and now they've dropped to C's and D's and so forth. Being very, very specific, because what happens with the life-controlling issue is a person goes further down the spiral of an addiction, something that controls their life. They develop what we call delusion, and that is they become blind as to what's really going on in their life. So what care fronting is doing is through the help of the Holy Spirit, is breaking down the wall that prevents communications. And then you would focus on ideals, affirmation, and alternatives, not just advice or answers. And give them alternatives. Have you considered this? Have you considered talking with this person? Have you considered perhaps a small group or whatever? But so you give them alternatives instead of just giving advice. And so the goal here is to break down the defenses, because it's like a person that is surrounded by a brick wall, and you don't, we don't use the bulldozer approach. Instead, we take one brick at a time and presenting the facts without downing them as the person or the individual.
Hmm. And I've seen how acquiring this skill really improves relationships. It drains off a lot of the hostility. It's much more effective. It makes people willing to listen when you know, because everybody, I mean, if you can help people understand that, yes, you do have a blind spot, you know, I have blind spots, I'm counting on you to show me mine, you know, it just drains off a lot of the defensiveness and a lot of the denial that a lot of us have. And I hope that, you know, those who are listening tonight are familiar with these terms, being defensive and being in denial. But let's maybe back up and talk about what those dynamics are, because again, if you're struggling with someone who is caught in a life controlling issue, it can be very chaotic, and it can be very irrational and very hard to stay sane yourself. or if, in fact, you've got a life-controlling issue and you know it, but you just don't know what to do about it. What's the role of denial and defenses in this?
Well, it's protection for the individual. It's a way of other words, they cause the helper to have the crisis, not them. So they're protecting their stronghold. And it's just a part of the game, you know, I call it a game, that is play. They're protecting their use, if it's a substance, or they're protecting that behavior, whatever that behavior might be. So it's an act of protection to continue that, to continue that stronghold.
Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee is our guest tonight, and he's President Emeritus of Turning Point Ministries, which presents Living Free groups. He's also author of several books, including Behind Our Sunday Smiles, Committed Couples, and Understanding the Times and Knowing What to Do. And you're welcome to join our conversation at 800-811-3003. It's a toll-free call. We're here for you, 800-811-3003. Tonight's healing resource is a copy of Susie Larson's book, Your Beautiful Purpose. And if you missed our interview with Susie, that one was recorded, so we didn't have the opportunity to offer that resource to you live. But for the first two callers with a question or a comment for our guest tonight, Dr. Lee, we would be happy to send you out a copy of Susie Larson's book on Your Beautiful Purpose. I really want you to be able to take advantage of these resources here, because these are the things that have helped me really live out my faith in a way that is life-changing. And so I know that these are effective resources for you. 800-811-3003. Let's talk about, and this is so important, I was really happy to learn about accurate empathy, which is a little bit of a complex topic, but you know, I think that I didn't struggle so much with life-controlling issues as, you know, making a few key poor choices, including, yes, the abortion in my past. But probably that decision, Jimmy, was based in, you know, a codependent lifestyle, based on people-pleasing, based on having people be more important to me than faith, than anything, even my own well-being. And I know that, you know, that resonates with many people who are listening. And one of the things that I needed to do was to stop that loop of self-pity. And I think that, you know, when we have sympathy toward ourselves, when we need to be, you know, taking ourselves in hand, the same thing can happen as when we have sympathy toward others who are in a struggle, and we need to have accurate empathy instead. What's the difference between being sympathetic, which could lead us to, you know, making somebody's problem worse, or having accurate empathy?
Well, empathy means that we will walk alongside you as a person that needs our assistance. We won't try to control your behavior. We won't really even try to tell you what to do, but we will walk with you. It's like a person with that's grieving. You know, if they're grieving the loss of a loved one, there's no way I can come along, and if I get so caught up in sympathizing with that person that I can't be effective, you know, that neutralizes my ability to help. But when I empathize, I come along and said, I'll walk with you. I will learn to understand. I may not feel what you're feeling, but I will walk with you as someone that cares about you. So it's walking with that individual versus getting caught up in the emotion of it oneself, which would immobilize a person as the helper. So it's important to walk with that individual as they're going through and speaking the truth to them in love, not being dominated, as you were talking, in a codependent relationship or taking the ownership of their problem, but walking with them, but walking with truth and in the love.
So how does this play out in a practical scenario? So let's say, all right, maybe my adult child is in trouble again with the law because of drinking and driving. And now I feel really sympathetic that they're in jail, and they're probably going to face a horrible consequence with their employer, and many other dominoes are going to fall. And I feel terrible about that as mom. And I feel like, you know, I have the means to provide bail. I have the means to go down and get them out of the jail, hire a lawyer, whatever it is they need. You know, so how do I practice accurate empathy in that moment and not become part of the problem?
Well, I think the important thing is our loved one has to learn to take personal responsibility. And when we take away their responsibility, we're taking away the consequences of what God may be doing in that person's life. So it's important that we are able to not take away their responsibility, but walk with them. And I've actually worked with people and actually, you know, say, well, look, you know, you probably just need to say to this loved one, I love you so much that I'm not going to bail you out of jail, or I'm not going to relieve you of this responsibility, because usually it's a trend that is developing. In other words, if you bail out, it's probably another bailout, another bailout, another bailout. It's a trend. Now, we have a saying in Living Free, and the first time you bail some, or, you know, or pull somebody out of their responsibility or whatever, perhaps that's mercy. But the second time would be enabling the process. By enabling, that would be coming along and preventing that person from being responsible for their actions.
And I know that's the last thing most of us want when our loved ones are struggling. But, wow, as someone once said, you know, you've got to stand on the shore so you can throw the rope. You cannot jump in the water with them. We have a caller with a question who wants to remain anonymous, and that's fine. Please welcome to Cradle My Heart Radio, and go ahead, please, with your question for Dr. Lee.
Are you there?
Yes. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead,
okay.
Please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
How do you know, like, what if, like, talking about blind spots, what if you had a blind spot and you didn't realize it, now you realize it, but how do you know if it's too late to correct that?
I don't think it's ever too late. In fact, Kim said a while ago, I think we all have it, you know, and to me, that's why it's important to be in a relationship. I believe in a small group where people can, other folks can also be eyes for us, that can see things that we may not be able to see. This is particularly true in dealing with in a codependent type of relationship, because oftentimes we can't see the trees for the forest, but it's never too late. I think the process of knowing Christ is an ever-growing process of being transparent before Him and others. So it's never too late. But I would urge you, if you're not, to be involved in a small group that can help you see yourself, but, you know, as God sees you, as someone that loves you and someone that will never give up on you or myself.
Can you say more about the situation that's got you concerned?
Well, I've never been addicted to a substance per se, but mine is more of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it until the fallout, I guess. And so, and now I'm like, oh no, you know, and you look back on things and see it in a different light. And so I'm like, okay, does that mean my time to change is up? Or is this God saying, no, this is your wake-up call? And so, you know, I've not drunk anything or done drugs or anything, but I have had relationships as my, I guess, codependency and pleasing people above God, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it does make sense, and I like I said, I think one of the best things we can do is be involved in with what we call the people of God, others that can help you see yourself and help you in your growth process with the Lord. But it's good that you're coming to that realization, you know, that there's some things that's happened or involved in your life that, you know, that were relationships that you know, perhaps maybe you were controlled. But I think it's important to set boundaries in relationships where we're not sucked in to, you know, to being controlled by relationships. There's basically three types of what I would call life controlling problems. The first would be the substances. second would be behaviors, and third, relationships. And relationships are usually entangled in behavioral issues or even substance issues, because one of the toughest issues to deal with probably is not as much substance and relations or substance and behaviors as it is relationships. So I think it's good that you're coming to the realization that there's some blind areas. I think that's a sign of going in the right direction.
Thank you for your call. I hope that helped, and stay on the line so we can get your address if you'd like to receive a copy of our resource tonight from Susie Larson, her book, Your Beautiful Purpose. Our phones are open. It's about 31 minutes after the hour, so we're going to take a break, but join us at 800-811-3003. Our guest tonight, Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee of the Living Free Ministry, Turning Point Ministries, small group curriculum to help people with life-controlling issues. And we'll be back after this short break. Join us.
Seeking to help others find God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Cattola. Call toll free at 800-811-3003. Cattola. Call toll-free at 800-811-3003.
Glad that you could be with us tonight, and if you're just joining us and you missed the first half of the program, you can always go to cradlemyheart.org and listen to the podcast, which we post the following day after our live interviews. That's at cradlemyheart.org, and you can find us on Facebook, where we'll have resources and links to helpful articles and other program notes, etc. That's facebook.com/cradlemyheart. I hope you'll go, and we passed 600 likes on the page. That was a milestone I was hoping to reach a while ago, so I was glad to make it this week. And you're all part of it, so we're here for you, and just hope that you can take advantage of the resources that we offer at cradlemyheart.org, and here, of course, live every Sunday night. Our guest is tonight Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee, who is the founder and president emeritus of Turning Point Ministries, Incorporated, which has developed the Living Free small group curriculum, which is translated in how many different languages now? I know it's in use around the world.
We're in about, 25, 30 languages.
And that fascinates me, is talking about being, in need of a translator at the beginning of the hour. It fascinates me because I think we tend to imagine that a lot of our problems are due to the culture that we're living in here in the U.S., but addiction, pornography, violence, depression, all these things are conditions of the human heart that you're seeing the need for ministry worldwide, right?
Yes. What was amazing to me years ago when I taught my first seminar in Hungary, I was in Budapest, Hungary, whenever I had people coming up afterwards talking to me about this, all this codependent relationships, they knew all about it. I mean, they knew what was going on. They had never heard it coined like that before. But I've taught in a number of countries, and I have found, including Russia, other European countries, Australia, and so forth. And it's the same issues. You know, we may have different cultures, but as you said, the human heart is the same.
So, Jimmy, I know that one of the things that makes your heart beat is helping people understand the building of godly character. And that's at the heart of many of the small group materials. And you mentioned, earlier that you have staked it all on God's Word, that you really believe that God's Word changes lives. And talk about some of the key verses that we need to plug into and that we need to really drill down and mine for ourselves to develop godly character.
Well, I think one of the things, Kim, is important for us to realize is that we are in a race. We're on a journey. And I think of Hebrews chapter 12, where it talks about the great cloud of witnesses, referring to the godly heroes in chapter 11. that have gone before us. And he talks about the race that we run and to deal with those things that would entangle or hinder this race. And then the writer brings a wonderful point when he says, let us keep our focus or fix our eyes on Jesus. I think that is so important in codependent relationships, as we get our eyes on the loved one that we care so much about, and sometimes we move away from keeping our eyes on Jesus. So the important thing is to always keep our eyes on Jesus. I think that's one of the most important verses in the Bible as it relates to dealing with issues that relationships that may control our lives.
Jimmy Ray Lee is our guest. Our phones are open at 800-811-3003, 800-811-3003. Questions about overcoming life-controlling issues and about helping and coming alongside those who are dealing with life-controlling issues. What are some of the other issues? We've mentioned addiction. What are some of the other pressing issues that you're seeing at Living Free, and you know, where are the groups really seeking the most help right now?
Well, of course, what we're talking about tonight, Kim, is this whole area of relationships, codependent relationships. It's just huge. But one that's creeping up more and more right now is addiction to the internet, addiction to texting, stuff like that. It is becoming more and more that people can't live, and I'm shooting myself now, but without their iPhone, you know, without technology. It's really in some areas, people are beginning to classify this as a real addiction. In this whole area of technology, where people cannot live for 1 minute without, you know, being a meeting or a conversation over lunch, got to be checking, you know, my text or texts or whatever.
And it's interesting. I was in my daily devotions earlier this week, looking at what God had said to the nation Israel when they went down to Egypt for help. And he said, you know what, you go into Egypt for help, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm going to use Egypt to shame and humiliate you, you know, because there's this principle about God's character that he is willing to afflict us when we have put something in front of him. He said, you didn't listen to my advice and counsel. And boy, I really see this, you know, that the snare of the technology, Jimmy, and I see it in my own heart, but I hear about it from others too, is that even though, you know, we're trying to stay connected 24 hours a day, we're lonely. We're disconnected. We're disengaged. We don't feel, we're more and more isolated, the more and more plugged in that we are, I think.
You're exactly right. And I think what it does, it affects relationships. You know, and thank God for email. Thank God for all the technology. Use it every day. But if we're not careful, it can interfere with our relationships and you know, person to person. There's nothing that takes the place of those personal relationships. And in fact, a few weeks ago, I was quite startled as I was looking at a passage in St. John, and I was thinking about, you know, how we hear so much of how a person wrote this email, wish they hadn't pushed the send button, you know, and stuff like that. And I was noting here what John was saying in 2 John about the importance of face to face. He said, "I have much to write to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to visit you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete." You know, so if we're not careful, the technology can take away the face to face. And the face-to-face, I think that's why small groups are important.
Face-to-face. And I really appreciated the fact that, you know, when we were doing those Ruth Graham ministry conferences, and I really hope that God would bring that back, because we traveled for a number of years internationally as a great team, dealing with all the issues that are perhaps too complex for the church, but, you know, opening up the things that are taboo, but that we know are afflicting people and are hurting people. And what I really loved about it was that this conference was concerned with aftercare. You know, it's very easy to go to a conference and feel very enthusiastic and feel very hopeful, and then you go back to church or you go back to work, you don't have anything to cling to. And I think the importance of following up after, you know, an experience of truth, after an experience of hope, is really such a key, you know, that people would understand that recovery really is a process no matter what the issue is.
You know, the other thing, Kim, I think is what is vital in this whole arena that we're talking about is accountability. And I believe that we should have three basic levels of accountability in our life. For the intimate things that are very close to our heart and very intimate, I think of that in a Peter, James, John, or two or three godly mentors. Then you step up, I think we need to be involved in a small group, and I like to see that as the 12. And then when we come together as the church, I see that as the 70 that the New Testament talks about, that we have that relationship in the church body, but we're also involved in a small group, but we're also have those around us who are very close to us that we can talk about the personal, very personal things that perhaps couldn't be shared in a small group.
800-811-3003 is our number, and we are talking tonight with Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee. He has been involved in Teen Challenge Ministries, including at the national and international level, and he's also founder and president emeritus of Turning Point Ministries with the Living Free curriculum. Building healthy relationships today, let's talk a little bit. I guess we're close to a break, so I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about this before we go to it. Let's talk about marriage, because that is at the heart of what troubles so many people. You know, that very closest relationship, that everyday inescapable relationship, is one that is not necessarily, you know, if it's surviving, it's not necessarily thriving. How can we get there to have the type of marriage that God has really had in mind for us? And we'll talk about that after a short break. And our phones are open, 800-811-3003. We have another anonymous caller. You hang on through this break, and then we'll put you up next with our guest, Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee, here on Cradle My Heart Radio.
This is Cradle My Heart Radio. Call toll-free at 800-811-3003. Seeking to help others find God's love after abortion. Cradle My Heart Radio with Kim Katola. Call toll free at 800-811-3003.
Thanks for being with us tonight. Our guest is Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee. We're talking about living free of life-controlling issues, and that's a ministry you'll find at livingfree.org. Small group curriculum, if you're thinking about, wow, we need to have this in our church or in our community, you'll get all the details at livingfree.org. And, of course, we've got it linked at cradlemyheart.org. And we do have a caller who was waiting through the break, so let's go back to the phones, which are open tonight at 800-811-3003. Another anonymous caller. And welcome to Cradle My Heart Radio. You're on the air. Go ahead, please, with your question.
I struggle with how to ask it, really. I have an adult son living at home with me. I'm a widow, so he's not with me all the time, but in general he lives with me because he has nowhere to go. He's lost his family. He's lost his home. He's lost his job. But it's been a couple of years now, and I'm just a real big enabler. I don't mean to be. He's an alcoholic, but we're not struggling with that now. I know we would be probably if he had a job and had more money, but I feel like I'm holding him back or standing in God's place. I don't know. I just don't know what to do, because what would he do if I didn't? I'm thinking that I'm merciful as Christ says to be, to show, you know, give someone, if they're hungry, you feed them, and this just happens to be my son. But then again, I don't know. I'm just struggling with it. I don't know what to do. His lifestyle is so different from mine as a believer, and I want him to see Christ in me, but I don't want to be Christ for him. Do you understand my question?
I do, absolutely. And, Jimmy, I think I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think you were talking about boundaries before, and maybe that's a place to start here.
That was the very words that were in my mouth, Kim. It's your home, and I know that you love this person tremendously, but you have to have your boundaries, and he has to learn to respect those boundaries. And you have to hold his, pardon the expression, but his feet to the fire to respect those boundaries. I think of a situation right now that I dealt with a few years ago, of a situation, it kind of relates to what you're talking about, of a situation where this man and his wife had an adult son, and the adult son was actually not respectful at all, abusive in some ways, and not keeping the rules of the home, and she just didn't know what to do, and I was talking with that with her, and I talked about the importance of setting your boundaries, and if need be, explaining to that to your loved one, hey, I love you, and I love you so much that I have these boundaries in place, and I'm going to expect you to support these boundaries, because you're in my house, and that's what I expect. I love you, and that's the reason I'm doing it. And in the case of the person I was working with, I'd actually come to the point where I said, if they choose not to respect your boundaries, then you have to ask them to leave. Now, I know that's tough to do, but there comes a time when we have to say, I'm not going to play God. You know, I know we don't think we're really doing that, but sometimes that's really easy to do that we play God and concern ourselves with the consequences. But whenever we do what's right and do what's honorable in God's eyes, we leave the consequences to God. And that's tough to do. It's very difficult. It takes a lot of prayer. And that's why I think it's important that you have people around you that can love you and guide you through this process. I don't know if you're involved or if you could be involved in some kind of a small group that helps in this area, but I found it to be very, very much help, because you need support around you right now to help make the decisions, the difficult decisions that you're making. But keep in mind, when you're following and doing what the Lord would have you do, in walking out your boundaries, the consequences are left up to God.
Thank you so much for your question, and my heart really goes out to you. And stay on the line. We'll get a copy of Susie Larson's book, Your Beautiful Purpose. I think you'll find some very helpful information in this book, too, because it's easy for any of us to allow others to define our purpose. But God alone knows what he has in mind for us. And, boy, when we can get hold of that, it makes it that much easier, not only to have good boundaries, but I think to do the step that you've suggested she needs to do first, Jimmy, which is to get some good support in place for herself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I don't, nobody, it's not practical to say, well, yep, stand up to him, get a boundary. No, we need help. We need support and someone who can say to us, you know, your needs are as important as his, someone who can say to us, I back you up, and I think this is wise. This is a wise course. Someone who may even, you know, offer or agree to be with us in a difficult conversation. That support is crucial.
Kim, if that lady that just requesting information, you know, if she'd call our office tomorrow, I'd be happy to send her a little booklet I've written. It's called Close But Not Too Close, that talks about how can we be close with that loved one but not too close. I'd be happy to send her a copy of that if she could call our office tomorrow.
Beautiful. Okay. And if so, or if Tony can get the information, we'll try to make that connection happen. We had another question off the air. Caller didn't want to come on and talk about it, but the question is how can you bring up addiction or abortion to a church or small group to talk about if that's not the topic, if it's not a small group designed for dealing with life-controlling issues? And I mean, my immediate answer is yes, you can, but the question is how. And maybe, Jimmy, you can give us some ideas about, all right, I'm in a small group, but it's not necessarily designed for these life issues. How can I talk about what's really real in my heart and what my challenges really are within an existing small group?
It's going to be real hard if the group is very surface in its nature of not discussing real issues. And that's what we do in Living Free, is we have an entry group that people go through that helps people get comfortable with sharing where they are, and it's called the Insight Group. So I think just a regular group that doesn't speak to life issues, it's going to be difficult to do. But I think that's when it would be good perhaps to talk with the pastoral leadership about starting some groups that are support groups that deal with the topics of work, you know, of the issues that people are facing. But you can do that in a way that helps draw the issues that people are dealing with out into the open, and that's what Living Free does.
And I think that, let's talk about whether or not a person who's listening tonight says, this is exactly what our church needs. We don't have anything like this, and it sounds like something that I know a lot of people would benefit from. What kind of special training could someone just bring a Living Free group to their church if they're interested in following up after this conversation?
We have training programs for churches, and they could call or go to our website or call our 800 number. It is 800-879-4770. 800-879-4770. We'd be happy to send you information on this and how it works.
And I think that, you know, that's something that I would encourage you to do if you understand that you need this help. And, you know, one of the most important things that I learned in Living Free groups, Jimmy, is that, you know, really the Bible, the depth of the meaning that no temptation has seized me except what is common to everyone.
Right.
You know, there's an aspect to every problem that makes you feel like you're the only one experiencing it. You're the worst person in the world because you're engaged in it. All these lies that the devil tells us to try to hinder us from seeking help for ourselves. But as soon as we move beyond our Sunday smiles, we find that there's a whole community of people hurting all around us.
You know, Kim, I was just thinking, too, about the people that are listening tonight. Maybe God is speaking to your heart as an individual to start something in your congregation.
Exactly.
You know, and just say, Lord, maybe I'm the catalyst to get something going, you know, that will minister to these people. And like you say, Kim, once we get there, we see it's all of us. It's all of us. You know, we all are dealing with issues.
Well, that's what I think is so encouraging about Living Free, that it doesn't take a trained professional to run a group. It takes somebody open to the Word of God and willing to become a safe person by being real ourselves. We are out of time, so we're just going to have you come back in real soon.
Enjoy it, Kim.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dr. Jimmy Ray Lee, our guest, President Emeritus of Turning Point Ministries Incorporated and Living Free. The website, if you want to learn more tonight, is livingfree.org, or just go to cradlemyheart.org, and you'll find links there. And if you joined us late, we'll have a podcast posted this week so you can listen to the interview in its entirety. Coming up next week, we're going to be joined by 3-time Grammy nominee Michelle Pillar, a Christian artist who changed the face of Christian music back in the 80s and 90s, and we'll catch up with what's happening in the second chapter of her life. Please join us next week. We'll be here. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do we. Thanks for listening.